Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Augustine's on the floor. He bounces over to Simmons. He'll take it to the rim. We had something, but pass deflected out. Augustine
gets the five for three right between the eyes. Broken play doesn't matter. We're all even at 96. That ball ended up in Augustine's hands on the right wing, right where it started. DJ fired the three and nailed it right between the eyes. Okay, here's a steal by Peyton. EP to the other end. Look out, the elf to the top, and he'll ram it home. Just like that, the Magic up by one. 102-101 with 136 left in overtime.
That's what we put him in there for, to play that defense. He came up with the biggest steal of the game.
Dennis Newman, always one of the very best, and the Magic return to the AC victorious last night as they claim a 110-106 victory over Atlanta's Hawks. They are now 11-15 and 6-5 inside the friendly confines. We're going to talk about this one. This win, well, when you look at it in a vacuum, it was a mixed bag. There was some good, there was some bad, and there was some really nasty. And we're going to talk about it here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Aaron Gordon posted 24 points. He also had 15 rebounds. Nick Vucevic, 22 points, 16 rebounds, 4 blocks. But that is not the story. This game was an expensive one for the Orlando Magic, and we'll tell you why coming up here in a matter of moments. Hey, just a reminder, the Magic did win, so you win too. Get 50% off your regular menu price order today at PapaJohns.com with the promo code MAGICWIN. That's promo code MAGICWIN when you order your PapaJohns.com today, or when you order your Papa John's pizza today, that is. All right, Magic winners, 110-106. That means we have John Denton on the line of OrlandoMagic.com. He leads this team in breaking news. He also leads this team in perhaps character count on the website as well. JD, first of all, thank you for taking the time. I know it's been a busy couple of weeks. It's been a rough couple of weeks for you. But first of all, thank you for taking the time. We greatly appreciate it, my man.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And good to be here. And I figured you were just waiting to bring me on until Tennessee had a football coach.
Well, speaking of that, how big of a mess is that whole situation? Athletic director John Curry is out. Phil Fulmer is now the interim AD. What is going on with your alma mater, my man?
Yeah, you know, they could have hired Jeremy Pruitt 3 weeks ago and saved all this embarrassment. You know, he was an obvious candidate. John Curry, the former AD at your rival, Kansas State.
I'll tell you what, I was happy when he left. I'm not even going to lie about it.
He did not want an assistant coach. He wanted a coach who had been a head coach before. So, you know, say what you will about that. But, you know, people in Tennessee, they trust Phil Fulmer. They feel like they've got a good guy. They feel like Phil Fulmer knows what he's doing. So, hey, I didn't want Greg Schiano either, but I wasn't marching in the streets.
At what point does Fulmer just make himself the head coach again? Why not, right? Well, that's got to be happening.
That was the running joke, that Phil Fulmer offered the job to himself and he turned it down. So, you know, we've been turned down by so many people that even Philip Fulmer might have done it the way we're going.
The contract just wasn't enough. You know, he couldn't pay himself enough money for what it would cost. Okay, JD, this Magic team, I don't know if you feel good about the way they won this basketball game. It was certainly an expensive one for him. But hey, you know what? In the NBA, there's going to be many nights where you don't play at sea level and your energy level isn't just there. And, you know, sometimes you got to find a way to grit out a win. And I thought the Magic did that last night in a 110-106 victory over the Atlanta Hawks. Aaron Gordon, 24 points. Nick Vucevic adds 22. The big story, though, they get a late three by DJ Augustine. Overall, this game was a mixed bag for me. Can you kind of try and make me feel better about it?
Yeah, you know, Aaron, the thing to feel good about is, hey, this is a game that the Magic would have lost the last 5.5 years.
Very true.
Even said this morning, hey, it's a game they might have lost earlier this season. But, you know, sometimes when things aren't going right, the team kind of puts his head down and loses these kind of games. So give them credit for gutting out the win. Evan Fournier had a scoring night. Aaron Gordon had a scoring night. Nick Vucevic willed this team. You know, he's had bigger games. He had the big game in Brooklyn. He had the big game in New York City last week. But the way he played, blocking 4 shots, Dennis Schroeder was 10 to 25, rebounds. Vooch really willed this team to that win last night. And like I said, it's not a game that they – it's a game they probably would have lost in years past or even earlier this season. So the positive is they found a way to win when they didn't play their best.
Okay, let's keep talking about that Nick Vucevic train because I thought it was such a coincidence. You know, shoot around the morning before, Frank Vogel is sitting there saying, when the ball touches Nick Vucevic's hand, good things tend to happen, and the ball movement is there, and I thought that happened last night. You mentioned it, 22 points, 16 rebounds, the four blocks were big. But for whatever reason, when Nick Vucevic is involved in this team offensively and he's getting his touches, good things happen with this Magic team, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, look at the play at the end of regulation. They ran the play for Evan Fournier. It's a play that Frank Vogel leans on all the time, runs all the time. Everybody in the league knows it. So, of course, Atlanta jumps the play. They know exactly what's coming. Vooch reads it the right way, sees that Evan's guarded, sees that Jonathan Simmons is guarded, and gets the ball to DJ Augustine for a wide-open shot. You know, it's no coincidence Vooch is averaging a career high in assists this year, and Frank has told him, he said, when we get stagnant, when things aren't working, just get the ball to Vooch because, you know, good things happen. He makes the right play, and Vooch knows that if they draw a play up for him, that doesn't mean he has to shoot. That means he has to make the right play, find the open man, and I would say he's the best player on the team at reading a situation and getting the ball in the player's, you know, the right hand, the right place.
And JD, it's not that his basketball IQ is higher than everybody else's, but you know, how much of this goes back to over the course of the summer, Nick Vucevic said, I'm going to make a change in my game and I'm going to draw myself out from beyond the 3-point line. How much does that spacing that he creates with all those guards and even with Aaron Gordon, how much does that just help the flow of their offense in general?
Yeah, it totally helps. When your big man can pull their big man away from the rim, you know, it creates wider driving lanes for Aaron Gordon and Elfrid Payton. And, you know, the big guy has to come out. And, you know, one of the Magic's absolute staples is a dribble handoff game with Vooch at the top of the key. So, you know, the big guy's got to come out on him so he didn't give up the three. Well, then it allows Evan and Aaron to rub off his hip and, you know, and get those dribble handoffs to get wide open layups. And, you know, you said Vooch's basketball IQ doesn't play into it, but I actually think it does. I mean, you're talking about a kid whose his father played professional basketball for 24 years. A lot of big guys play because they're big. I mean, he's grown up around the game his whole life. Like, he went to his dad's practices and games, and he's been in gyms his whole life, and you know, he studied the game, and he watches film with his dad and talks to his dad after almost every game. So I think there is a little bit of osmosis there where he's been around the game his whole life and he studies the game, he knows the game, and that's why he makes the right play in the right situation.
Did you just really drop the word osmosis? I feel like I'm back in like my ninth grade science class a little bit, JD.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to a Kansas guy. You look that up after the show, okay?
I'm going to have to look up the definition of that one because we didn't have that at the University of Kansas. But JD, you know, one thing I look at, and it's kind of become a concern and it's a growing factor. You know, this Magic team, we're going to get to Evan Fournier in a matter of moments, but depending on how long Evan's out, this bench is already thin enough. Now that you've moved Jonathan Simmons into the starting rotation full-time, you're down Terrence Ross. You look at the bench scoring numbers, and last night they weren't good. The last couple of games, they haven't been good. In fact, if you were to go back to their last five, they're 28th in the league as far as points per game and 29th in efficiency numbers. How big of a growing concern is that bench production for head coach Frank Vogel and just that second unit in general?
Yeah, you know, last night was really bad. I mean, that start to the second quarter, you could almost see it coming with the lineup on the floor. You wondered where the points were going to come in. And, you know, that the start of the second quarter totally turned that game around. The Magic were rolling. They were up 9 in the first quarter. You know, you start with that second unit to start the second quarter, and the game totally turns around. The momentum is sucked out of the building. You know, the second unit has to play better. Frank admitted last night, you know, he's trying to extend the minutes with the starters. He's trying to give them more time to play together because they're still getting used to playing with Jonathan Simmons. But he admitted today that he's got to stagger them a little better. You've got to have at least one starter out there with that second unit so that there's kind of a go-to guy. There's a notion of where the ball should go, which player should get the ball in certain times. So I would look for, you know, tomorrow night, I would expect that there'll be a starter. There'll be a Jonathan Simmons, or there'll be a Vooch on the floor with four reserves and not five reserves all at one time.
I was going to say, JD, was the initial mindset behind that just you know, these five guys have chemistry together and they play well together. And I kind of want to watch everybody's minutes. And then when I start that second corner, I'm gonna give them a little bit of a rest and go with that second unit. And since these five guys are cohesive with one another, was that the initial idea behind that? Or was it just trying to make sure that guys get rest and they're there for the end of the game?
Yeah, you know, I think they had it rolling so well in the first quarter. I mean, you look at the Magic, you know, they were up 9 in the first quarter. They had 31 points. 20 of those came in the lane. They were shooting 52% in the first quarter. So I think Frank, you know, he normally goes to his starters at the 6-minute mark or the 4-minute mark, but he kept riding them because they were playing so well together. And I think Frank thought that, you know, keep that group in, let them keep rolling, build the lead up, and, you know, then you can put the second unit in and it won't matter. But, you know, things got so rocky with, you know, runouts and turnovers there with the second unit that, you know, it totally flipped the momentum of the game. So, you know, if he had it to do over again, I think he would definitely stagger those starters and, you know, keep at least one or two starters on the floor at all times so that you're bringing in three reserves and not five reserves.
Hey, JD, give me 1 second. We do have to duck in a quick break, but when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we've talked about it, you've heard about it. Evan Fournier, it was an expensive win last night for the Magic because they might be playing without their second leading scorer for quite some time. All that coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Schroeder, dribble drive, tries to go around Simmons. He did. He'll put it up over him. No good. The rebound. Ilya Sova pumps it back up. Vucevic ripped it out of his hands from behind. Nice play by Nick Vucevic. He's had some big defensive stops tonight, Vucevic.
He did indeed. 4 blocks total. You heard John Denton talk about it a little bit in the first segment. But how about the numbers? 22 points, 16 boards, 4 blocks. The other day during his shoot-around, his skipper was talking about how the basketball needs to touch his hand defensively. I'd like to see a little bit more like that out of Nick Vucevic. Hi, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Hey, just a reminder, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all 4 Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. All you got to do is visit Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or go to orlandomagic.com/annual pass. For more information. Well, we are talking to the one, the only. His name is John Denton. You can check him out at OrlandoMagic.com or on Twitter. All you got to do is search John Denton. JD, in the first half, we talked about Nick Vucevic. We talked about the bench. We talked about the Magic win. What I don't think is getting enough publicity, we just played it right there. A big defensive play by Nick Vucevic. And overall, you look at this team over the course of their last 3 games, and defensively, they have been very good. Their net rating is top 3 in the association. What has changed with this Magic team? Is it that they just finally got fed up giving up so many points to their opponents? Or have they simplified things, and have they gotten back on track?
Yeah, you know, Frank admitted that, you know, during that 9-game skid, there was a lot of confusion. Guys didn't know when they were switching, when they weren't. You know, we all saw it. Pick and rolls were giving this team fits. Frank said yesterday, he said, look, they've taken a lot of stuff out of the defense that they were trying to do as far as, you know, switching and rotations. They've simplified things and they've gone really back to the fundamentals. And, you know, there's no confusion about whose man is who now. There's no, you know, you can't point to the other guy and say, oh, I thought you had him or I thought that was your spot. I mean, they've really, went more basic with the defense and it's shown, you know, it's helped out. I mean, you hold Charlotte to 40% shooting. You keep Dennis Schroeder to 10 for 25 last night. The defense was really good against the Knicks. So, you know, sometimes taking out the fancy flares and the switching and the traps and things like that and just make it more about, you know, individual accountability. And I think that's what Frank has done. And, you know, nobody on this team wants to look on the film and see themselves letting their man blow right past them. So, there's no point in that. I thought you had him. Now it's all about guard your man, and this team has shown an improvement. And, you know, he's told him time and again, like, you're not going to make a playoff run. You're not going to stay in the hunt if you don't play defense. And I think this team has taken it seriously, and they've played better on that end of the floor.
Yeah, their defensive rating over those last three, 97.3. And in fact, they've held each of their last three opponents to at least under 106 points. So improvement is there because they were giving up around 130 to 117 points annually. So you kind of like to see it. Okay, JD, this is the one that hurts, but last night's win was an expensive one for this Orlando Magic team. Most notably, the second you get into overtime, Evan Fournier, who was rolling, who was your grittiest player, and, you know, really, I thought kind of willed you to that victory. He rolls his ankle on the first possession. How big of a loss is this for the Orlando Magic? Is there an update on Evan Fournier? What do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, today in practice, Evan was on crutches. He's supposed to get an MRI later, so we're still waiting on the results for that. Don't know how bad it is, but, I mean, with just the naked eye, it was a bad one, Aaron. You know, he came down, and unfortunately, he landed on the heel of his best friend, Nick Vucevic. And you know, we've seen these sprained ankles the last few days. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis' ankle is on the floor. Steph Curry looked like he was about to dislocate his ankle. Evans was pretty bad. It turned really bad to the outside. You know, so it was a rough one. And he struggled with his injuries the last couple of years. He had a foot injury and an ankle injury. Evans is tough as anybody in that locker room. But, you know, judging by the way it looks and his reaction afterwards and, you know, being on crutches today, it could very well be a week without him. And, you know, that's kind of devastating for this team. I mean, they have a lot of options. But anybody who watches the Magic, you know, anytime a tough situation hands. I mean, Frank Vogel runs that hammer play for him probably 10 to 15 times a game. So they're going to have to make some adjustments and find others who can step up and fill the void.
So I guess the next question and the next logical one is, you know, we just got done talking about the bench and how thin that is. How do you fill that hole in the starting five? Who fits in there, I guess?
Yeah, you know, it's tough now. Now you need guys to not try to do too much, but you need, you know, 10% more from Elfrid Payton. You need 10% more from Aaron Gordon. You need 10% more from Vooch. It can't be one guy trying to totally carry the load. But I would expect Aaron Aflalo to really step up. I mean, he's hungry. He's been waiting for this moment. Nobody on that team works harder than Aaron Aflalo. I mean, every day he's after. A lot of times the team ends shoot around, they go back to the hotel. Aaron Aflalo is still there shooting. I mean, he takes a cab back to the hotel himself. He gets in his work. He scrimmages after games. A lot of times he goes in the gym and the practice gym and scrimmages other guys. He's ready for this. He's been in that role before. I really think you're going to see an improved or a bigger role for him. And I think it's something he's ready for.
Well, it's not going to be an easy one to cover up for this Magic team. When you look at Evan, second leading scorer in this entire team, and I think a lot of times that when this team comes out and they lack energy, he's the guy that pushes them through. Okay, next up, well, you got the Denver Nuggets, a team that kind of punched you in the mouth a few weeks ago and kickstarted that 9-game losing skid. This is a Nuggets team that's in the midst of a 6-game road trip. What can we expect to see tomorrow night at the AC, JD?
Well, you know, they're beat up, too. I mean, Paul Millsap had wrist surgery. He's out. Nikola Jokic, one of the great young players in this league, he did a similar thing as Fournier, stepped on somebody's foot and rolled his ankle. He was supposed to miss the first two games of the trip, and then he was 50-50 for tomorrow night. So, you know, we'll see tomorrow whether he's back. And he's a big-time difference maker because he's arguably one of the best passing big men in the league, and he can really score. So, you know, whether they have Jokic or not really you know, determines how good they are. But, I mean, we saw it in Denver. They made every shot that night. Jamal Murray scored 32 that night. Will Barton, who I think is one of the most underrated players in the league, had a big night. So, you know, the Magic have to bring energy because Denver's always going to push the ball. They're always going to have a lot of shooters. That's the kind of style Mike Malone wants to play. And, hey, Aaron Gordon said today, we owe those guys because they whipped up on the Magic pretty good back on November 11th. They gave them the first loss that started that 9-game losing streak. So, you know, there's a lot of people in the Magic locker room that still remember that game.
Oh, I like the sound of that, a little edge to it. Okay, last but not least, JD, the winter meetings are in Orlando next week. Your Cardinals, of course, will be attending. Are you gonna walk over there and tell them, hey, make a deal for Giancarlo Stanton, or I'm just not even going to be a fan anymore?
Is that going to happen? I wish they could get that guy because until we get a middle of the order bat, you know, we just can't be taken seriously. I mean, the Magic have the Cardinals have, you know, they've overvalued their prospects. Their prospects haven't delivered. They've been nice, you know, pieces, but they've got to get a bat in the middle of the lineup. We have the pitching. We haven't spent the money to get the bat. So I say bring Giancarlo Stanton to the arch in St. Louis.
Hey, just don't go out and sign my excuse. Just don't go out and sign my Eric Hosmer or my Mike Moustakas. I need both those guys back in Royals uniforms. Okay.
Yeah, we may have to raid you guys. We still owe you guys.
Don't do it. Well, JD, I appreciate the time. I know it's been a tough couple of weeks for you. Hope you get back to 100%, but appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure, and keep up the good work.
Will do. That was John Denton of OrlandoMagic.com. Hey, all you got to do, head over there, check out his stuff. You can also check him out on Twitter as well. Well, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Just a reminder, we're back tomorrow. Dante is in his seat. And oh yeah, he's going to be joined by a Magic legend. You don't want to miss it. 5:30 to 6 right here on 96.9 The Game.
Peyton got it, behind the back dribble, scoops it up high, Aaron Gordon got it, and funnels it down and in.
Let's go Magic! When the blue and white hit the road, bring your friends and family to an Orlando Magic watch party to cheer on your hometown team. Find a watch party throughout Central Florida and enjoy a night of pure magic for all ages, including giveaways, games, drink specials, contests, and more. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/events for watch party locations and schedule. Bleeding blue is pure magic.